Good evening. So, I was a little torn, but I think I decided on the way up which one to read. I just started looking. Alex scared me because it's like, oh, remember, like, I'm thinking of things I, you know, have read before. It's like, oh, yeah, I'll read that. Where's that at? You know? And so I started looking, and I found two of them. I'm like, oh, man, I like both of them. So I'm going to read Acts 4. And as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day. So they stuck them in jail. Then I doubt they read them their rights or anything. For it was now eventide. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass in the morning that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Ananias the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together in Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have ye done this? And then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by which means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. I like that part there. Peter really just told him how it was. He didn't mince any words. So, you know, I would have been tempted. So these guys arrested me, stuck me in jail overnight, and they start questioning him. He's like, we did this in Jesus' name, the guy you guys crucified. I was like, it was pretty gutsy. This is the stone which was... This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which it became the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them, and that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For this indeed is a notable miracle. This indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them, is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more but Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing more they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. I really like that passage because, you know, Peter and John, they stood up for what they knew was right. Just, they did it. And I always pictured all the leaders. They wanted to put a lid on this thing. They really wanted Jesus to go away. They wanted to shut it down. And You know, just the courage it took, because Peter and John didn't know if they were going to kill him if they didn't listen. They didn't know, but they just they did what was right. And it's always, this passage always encouraged me, you know what, I need to do what's right no matter what, and leave the rest up to God. Anyway, that's just one of my favorite passages I really like, and I guess my prayer is that I could be more like those guys and just do what's right when it needs to be done and let the chips fall where the chips fall. So, yeah, that's all I have. Thank you.